the second floor. When Major Thomas altered his home to become part of his new hotel, he kept the second floor as private living quarters. The rooms, which are now offices for the Division of Cultural Affairs, were once bedrooms, a sewing room, and a family living room. Each opened into its adjoining room so one could circumnavigate the entire upstairs without venturing into the hall, which was virtually open to the elements. The Major's bedroom is recreated at the end of the hall where it always was. There were 6 fireplaces and 2 attics. One of the bathrooms had 2 footed tubs, one quite large with hand-painted flowers on the outside, and the other a child-sized version with its own little fixtures. The children called their bedrooms their dressing rooms because their parents subscribed to the fresh air health theory popular at the time and used sleeping porches for the children year-round. Only roll-down tarpaulins moderated inclement weather. Miss Margaret's porch was off her dressing room, and the boys was accessed through their father's bedroom. As they grew older, that setup provided an excellent means for the Major to keep track of what time his sons came in at night. Today, the hall functions as the mezzanine gallery with 10 or 12 art exhibits during the year. At your leisure, examine the displayed art, pressing #31 to hear about it, then check out the Major's bedroom by pressing #21.